Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bonnie Hari, the food babe, was on with us on Tuesday. Now it's Thursday, the sixth day already of February 2014. And she talked about the chemical emulsifier plastic that is in the Subway bread. And 2 days after she launched that on our show, and after you took action, we're a big part of this, I'm not even taking credit, I'm just saying we're able to have an effect. You deserve credit for taking action. Subway has now announced USA Today that they're to remove chemical from the bread. That's up on drudgereport.com. And we should have one of the great writers up here, maybe Gucciardi or Mikhail Thalen. They're more of our health news people. Thalen and Gucciardi run storyleak.com. And storyleak.com has been really on top of all this. So maybe one of those two guys, I know they're both listening. I guess Thalen from Washington State and Gucciardi from his office downtown. One of those two should do an article about how InfoWarriors took action, the people took action, and now Subway is to remove this out of their breads. And the reason the food babe is so smart is she targeted one company that's doing this of hundreds of fast food chains and different places. There are plastic emulsifier fluffers, basically, that are in the Chicken McNuggets, you name it. And now by getting them to do this, it'll be a domino effect. Just like Cheerios going organic as well, non-GMO. It's a big deal. And there'll be cheating and other things involved. But the point is, we have the moral high ground. We're winning. We're voting with our dollars. We're voting with our time and energy speaking up. And we have power. That's why the system is always trying to shut us up. That's why they'll go after sheriffs that don't enforce unconstitutional gun laws. In the case of Liberty County, Florida, where the law was actually ambiguous, the person's traveling from work or home, they're allowed to carry a concealed firearm in their vehicle. Well, why did you arrest this guy? Well, the statute's written where maybe I could interpret it that, you know, he was violating it. No, you're going to let him go. We're getting rid of this police report. This is BS. Well, they went and arrested that sheriff. But you know what? He then went to court. The jury said not guilty because you judge the facts as well as the law. And it's actions like that. Sheriff Richard Mack refusing to enforce the Brady Law. And then they came after him. He took the Supreme Court and won. Look, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Thomas Jefferson. And this is a big deal. I am so excited about this because it only took 2 days for this to happen. Now, look, they're going to add some other emulsifier guaranteed that's a similar molecule, and then we'll have to make a big deal out of that. That's part of the fight is you've got to do this over and over and over again. And things like this are really a dream come true for me to be able to be, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact to show how my taking action and you taking action helped. Rand Paul was not going to run for Senate when he started that exploratory committee the year before he ran. And our show, when he came on and said, well, donate to the exploratory committee, and they raised off this show about $500,000 in a two-day period off one plug. And I talked to Rand off air. And also on air later, and he thanked the listeners. And he said, no, that pushes over the edge. I'm going to run for the Senate. This show was the straw that pushed him over the edge, was the straw that broke the camel's back. You are the reason Rand Paul is in the Senate. You. And you are the reason Subway is now a great part of it for living this. So don't ever think you don't have power. And I could go on case after case of how I've influenced the world, how you've influenced the world. I mean, a lot of King of the Hill, folks, is based on yours truly. All because I took action. And that was when I was on Access Television. You never know who you're really influencing. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, January 31st, 2014, gold opened at $1,251.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,297.49, $648.75 for a half ounce, or $324.37 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,297.49, $648.75, and $324.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers. Answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Today, Subway to remove chemical from bread. Subway, one of the world's biggest bread makers, is about to remove a chemical from its breads that raised the ire of an influential health activist and food blogger who launched her campaign here on the broadcast with us on Tuesday, the Food Babe. And continuing, Subway, one of the world's biggest bread bakers, is about to remove a chemical from its breads. The world's biggest sandwich chain says it's in the process of removing the chemical known as, hard to pronounce, Azodia carbamide from its sandwich breads, a chemical that Vanni Hari, who runs the site foodbabe.com, says is commonly used to increase elasticity in everything from yoga mats to shoe rubber to synthetic leather. It's used for the same reason in bread, she says, as a dough conditioner. Quote, we are already in the process of removing it as part of our bread improvement efforts, despite the fact that USDA and FDA approved the ingredient. The company said in a statement, the complete conversation and conversion to have this product out of the bread will be done soon. Let's just start with the facts here. This is banned in China, banned in Russia, banned in Japan, banned in England, banned in Germany, banned in Brazil. This is all part of these plastic emulsifiers. Just search silicone in chicken McNuggets. Remember the FDA 4 or 5 years ago when the whole melamine situation from China was big in the news and they were executing executives in China who put melamine in the milk and baby formula because it can fool the protein testing that the government does? And it was causing organ failure, kidney failure. Well, the FDA responded by saying some melamine is safe. That guy, show it. It's USA Today as well. Type it in the search engine. FDA says some melamine safe. Think about that. So our government says melamine safe. Our government says these plastic products in the food are safe. This is insane. And the larger issue here is that we're the dumping ground for all this stuff. No one else is allowing this to go on. And we've absolutely got to take action and speak out. And we've done that now with her launching her campaign here on our broadcast. We retweeted it. Our listeners really helped. So I want to salute the listeners of our broadcast for taking action. There's the headline, FDA to allow trace levels of melamine in baby formula. And that's out of the Washington Post. And the Wall Street Journal also reporting on that. But if you actually go find the other AP headline at the time, I remember it, some melamine safe in baby formula. And that's how they pitch it. That's how they sell it. That's what they do. And now they say radiation is safe in higher levels and DU safe for the troops to use, even though until 1990 they said don't let them use it. It's deadly. It's a death sentence. And they always said don't give pregnant women vaccines. It's known to cause all sorts of deformities, miscarriages, problems, autoimmune disorders in children. Going back to the H1N1 5 years ago, they said, you know what? It's safe. In fact, women should take more vaccines when they're pregnant. FDA set safe levels for melamine in baby formula. CNN. There it is if you're a TV viewer. This is so frustrating, ladies and gentlemen. So it's not allowed anywhere in the world. This plastic emulsifier, this fluffer, makes the bread look more delicious and I guess fake. Why not actually eat plastic food? You ever gone into like a restaurant, a cafeteria, and they'll have whatever the day's special dishes are in plastic, in wax food? Why don't we just make all the food wax and just say it's safe? We can all eat it and die of kidney failure and die of diverticulitis. It'll be fun. So the good news here, ladies and gentlemen, is that we've taken action, and the food babe emailed us this morning saying she'd be happy to come on today. We've now emailed her back, so she may be popping in sometime during the 3 hour, now 2 hour, 46 and a half minute transmission that we have lined up for you today. Now, that said, here's some of the other headlines up on Infowars.com. This is really an important one that Kurt Nimmo just did that just went live. Corporate media says Syrian terrorist threatened jihad in Britain and the U.S. And what's amazing about this is these are the very jihadists that have been funded by NATO. The group, which is Western-backed, takes to Facebook, states it has no intention to target Britain. This is unbelievable. And it's a great little blurb Kurt put together breaking it down that this is the group that's been funded by the West. But we probably should just add that to the sub-headline that, you know, groups backed by NATO against Syria say they have no intention. But it's just simply mind-boggling that, again, they can say they need to take our rights away when they're actually funding and protecting these groups. It doesn't mean they completely run them. I want to explain that. It means they protect them. They fund them. They open doors for them. They let them attack us, bare minimum, and then take our rights away when it happens. It's kind of like the government helps grow the opium from 7% of world production in Afghanistan in 2001 to 93% now of world production. an 11, 12, 13-fold increase, depending on how you look at it, flooding the world with deadly heroin killing people. And then the actor Hoffman shoots it up, the Ace of Spades, out of Afghanistan. That's what the heroin was called, and he dies, and they go raid the people that sold it to him. And again, I don't like those heroin-dealing rats. The whole point is you can't arrest them a maximum in law if their bosses go free. It's an abomination. It's a hypocritical joke. Now, there's one of Kurt's articles about it. Group backed by NATO against Syria takes to Facebook, states it has no intention of targeting Britain. Wow, he updated that instantly. What a team. I'm not correcting the guys on there. I ask them to correct me in my ear when I make mistakes, which I do, because you're thinking on your feet. You don't have a teleprompter. And the same thing is I'm kind of the master editor. Why things don't work too well, I'm joking. And then I sit here and make little tweaks on the fly, as they say. But continuing here with the news, this is a huge article up on InfoWars.com. Cop handcuffs firefighter for trying to protect crash victim. That was like the footage that came out last month in England of the car overturned in the water, and the cop won't help as five bystanders try to get the woman out who still died, who was upside down in the water begging for help, thrashing around, caught in the vehicle. And again, I've seen the footage. The firefighter's vehicle is not blocking the road, and he's going down to try to save the person who's pinned in the vehicle upside down in the gully. And the cop comes over and says, "Move your truck." And the firefighter says, "No." And so he arrests him. And then that reminded me of this viral video that came out in 2009. Troopers suspended for 5 days for scuffle with paramedic. I love how they call it a scuffle. You've got on a rural two-lane road, the state police fly up behind an ambulance, has his lights on, with a person who turned out having a heart attack on board. And so the guy pulls over, and the paramedic, first the driver gets out, and then the actual paramedic taking care of people. There's a better res of this, guys, if you look, but it didn't matter. I think Paul must have found a low res one. The guy gets out and goes, "Look, this person's having a heart attack. What is your problem?" So they assault him, and then they call it a scuffle as they choke the guy. In fact, we're going to play that audio coming up later. The whole point is that they pull the ambulance over. It's one state police guy. Then more arrive minutes later as the driver says, "Look, just please let us get on the way. This person's having a heart attack." This is all on video. It's like 20 minutes of it total. And finally, more troopers arrive, and the paramedic in the back with the lady having a heart attack gets out and goes, "What in the world is going on here? You said you had to get somewhere so quick and we wouldn't pull over when there's no shoulder." They don't even let him say that. Bam, start choking him. Then they go, "Don't resist." And he just stand there going, "I'm not. I don't think I can control myself." These are people who believe their God and believe everything is about them. And I'm not saying the average cops are like this, but you're seeing this more and more where you'll have a news crew, 80 yards away videotaping some wreck, not blocking traffic, and the cop comes over and goes, "Leave." And they go, "No, we're news." And they go, "Leave." "Well, all right." Guy turns around. "No, I'm going to arrest you and the camera guy." It's craziness. I mean, let me tell you something. I've been in an ambulance before, hurt, and wanting to get to the hospital. And, I mean, I would get really mad if I was in the back of an ambulance having a heart attack and they've got me on the side of the road for 15, 20 minutes because I mean, he runs up on the end of this ambulance, and there's a gully in the side of the road. The ambulance can't pull over. The cop car can go around him, doesn't, pulls him over, and then just keeps him there while somebody's having a heart attack in the back of the ambulance. This is crazy land. It's like the cop that in Oklahoma, again, but he got fired. That was a good police chief. The three-year-old was seen peeing in the bushes by the cop. And he comes and gives the kid a ticket and the mom a ticket and then starts arresting people for a three-year-old peeing in the bushes. I mean, folks, if you go to the beach and it's full of people and you sit there, you will see kids peeing in the surf. You'll see girls squatting in the surf, you know, 2-3-year-olds, 4-year-olds. I mean, come on. I mean, come on, folks. My kids, until they get a little bit older, pee in the surf, pee in the bushes. You gonna arrest them? This is normal behavior.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
If you ever wanted to get off the grid and start generating your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with a time-sensitive solar generator offer from Solutions from Science. Remember, solar generators provide life-saving electrical power, and unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce free electricity from the sun. Here's the good news. Our Power Hub solar generator on sale now is one of our most powerful solar generators, and due to an overwhelming demand from our customers, we've recently restocked this remarkable solar workhorse. The Power Hub is easy to use. Just point, plug, and power up. Even better, with dramatic price reductions on the Power Hub, with bonuses worth thousands of dollars, there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electricity. Go to SolarGeneratorFreedom.com to learn more. That's SolarGeneratorFreedom.com. Get off the grid. Go to SolarGeneratorFreedom.com. That's SolarGeneratorFreedom.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
The audio and the video. Do you know this song was written as a joke? That's a little inside baseball. I was told by folks involved in the production of this. He just come out with a whole record that he thought was great, and the record company didn't like it, so he wrote this in like 5 minutes as a joke. about how they wanted mindless pop stuff, and it was a huge hit, just a sad issue. Again, Alex Jones here live, if you just joined us. A cop handcuffs firefighter for trying to protect crash victims. To detain one of our firemen in the middle of an incident is ridiculous. It's more than ridiculous. It's a total power trip where police have been told they can give any order they want, and God himself would need to follow that order. It's like in the movie Full Metal Jacket where the Marine Corps general says, all I ask of my troops is that they obey my orders as if it was the word of God. But the problem is that police now just come in houses without warrants. They just do whatever and say, you didn't mind my order. I'm going to come in your house. I'm going to do whatever I want. And we know what happens. This is part of the authoritarian march by design. The police have changed and are changing, and the police are incrementally told that it's okay they're doing this. They're the most brainwashed people out there. That's why we focus so much on the police. So cop handcuffs firefighter in California. Stunning video shows California Highway Patrol officer handcuffing a firefighter who was trying to help victims of a serious car crash in Chula Vista. Now my problem is I have other videos of this. The cops are cussing so much on it. We're going to try to bleep it out live on air as we play it. We've got a CBS News report on it that's been cleaned up. And we've got the one out of Oklahoma, but this one in California just happened. And the ambulance on the two-lane road is waving the cop around him. He pulls him over and says, I don't like those hand gestures. You can see it all in the squad car video. And I can't believe how calm the ambulance driver and the paramedic are. The paramedic says, don't talk to my driver like that. And he goes, you get your bleep back in that vehicle right now. And then it just goes on and on and on, and them justifying it while the woman's having a heart attack in the back. I mean, it's crazy. And if that woman would have died, they would have said she had a pre-existing condition and nothing to do with us stopping it. I mean, it's crazy town. Absolute crazy town, and it means we live in an authoritarian country where they do proctology exams on the side of the highway. They take money out of people's wallets now, even $1,000, and say, prove it isn't for drugs. I mean, it is nuts. It is crazy. It is un-American by any stretch of the imagination. It's authoritarianism. Let's go to this CBS News report out of California. It's up on Infowars.com. Here it is.
Thousands of comments on the CBS News 8 Facebook page and website outraged about a handcuffed firefighter in Chula Vista.
Hey, I just wanted to he's arrested me.
Chula Vista firefighter Jacob Gregoire calls for his supervisor. Only CBS News 8 has this heated exchange between the veteran firefighter and an unnamed CHP officer about the safety of where the fire truck is parked during a rollover accident. CHP has guidelines to safely clear the road, but you see, it's up for debate who was in the wrong legally.
Now, the issue here is the fire department knows what they're doing. You've got a three-lane highway right there, and you've got a tiny shoulder, so for everyone's safety, they park the fire truck on the shoulder and then out into one lane. And most police departments do the same thing so people don't get run over. You've got a flipped over car there. There's cops, it looks like, on Infowars.com going, I'm sick of these firefighters. I'm glad they arrested him. You're not supposed to block a lane of the road. We want the road open. This is insane. It's like people that thought it was weird that we saw a burning car and John Bound pulled over on 360 and told the lady to get away from the car. But she's standing 2 feet from a car that had fire under it and then blew up 2 minutes later. And the cars are all driving right by it. It's like, oh, big deal. This whole attitude of don't help anybody. Don't get involved. And then also arrest paramedics, arrest firefighters. Let's go back to the report after the break, and then I'll get into the whole situation in Oklahoma just to show the crazy mindset. And again, this does not reflect all the police, but it's a minority of police who've been told. They've all been told this, but it's the minority that then act on it, that you can do whatever you want and just look for an excuse to arrest somebody, and you're above everyone. Meanwhile, the government ships in the narcotics and runs Al-Qaeda. That's my frustration. Is the government at the top is criminal. No one can deny it. It's illegitimate. It's bankrupting the country by design. We need to wake the police up so they don't become imperial enforcers for the New World Order. That's why we talk about the police.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
From 1946 to 1989, during the period known as the Cold War, the enemies of freedom sent teams into their own citizens' homes in order to place listening devices and cameras. They tracked the movements and personal relationships of anyone they could in order to preserve the power of the state. 25 years later, you carry a tracking beacon with you and bug your own homes with your cell phone. History is repeating itself.
Tear down this wall.
Go to privacycase.com today and get a privacy case. Let's protect ourselves from this high-tech iron curtain that is trying to crush our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. Go to privacycase.com today and use coupon code GCN for 10% off. Privacycase.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
The truth is, folks, the 5-0 throughout history and in every authoritarian regime that are the majority of regimes worldwide currently are there to keep the general public in line and tax them and generate revenue. They are not there to hunt down criminals. In the last 20 years, the FBI, the IRS have gotten rid of almost all their white-collar fraud investigators. And now the FBI, a month ago, officially said they're not even going to focus on white-collar issues, period. Their main focus is terrorism. That means power-grabbing and fighting imaginary enemies that they actually finance. That's the bottom line. Going after reporters, going after leakers, going after the press. And you've got more news out today I'm going to be getting to with members of Congress and others calling for the arrest of anyone that reports corruption. And saying that Snowden and Greenwald especially is a criminal that needs to be arrested. When Greenwald exposed the stolen data of the American people that the government is stealing illegally, they exposed the crime. Remember, senior congressman attempts to get FBI director to say investigative journalism is a crime. He basically says it is. He calls Greenwald a thief stealing stolen material, close quote. That's a Representative Mike Rogers of Minnesota. I mean, with Republicans like this, who needs Democrats? I mean, this is just unbelievable that they're talking about stolen data. You're the ones that are stealing it all in public plain view and have been caught lying saying you weren't. And you've got the nerve to call people criminals and traitors who they've only released the fact that you're spying on everybody and how you're doing it, which was already known from previous NSA whistleblowers. The only difference is that The Guardian was willing to publish this stuff and that Snowden went to Hong Kong and then to Russia. And because he went to Russia, the media tried to spin it and thought they could demonize leakers to try to tie it to Russia and cloak and dagger clandestine garbage. The Russians don't need to know from Snowden what's going on. It's all hardwired into all the internet infrastructure. If I knew all about this by 1997, more than what you've heard from Snowden, exactly what I told you about the NSA has now been all confirmed. Because I know real NSA whistleblowers, people that would meet me at the rodeo, at the car show, at the book signing, at the video signing. People would meet me in the show up in the parking lot and give me stuff that was so classified, I didn't even know what I was getting, and I would shred the stuff. And I got death threats over it as well. It's all on record. It's all on record, I told you. It's all for economic espionage. It's to predict the future in mass movements, individual movements. It's wired into everything. It's watching. It's listening. It's collating. It's the smart grid. We told you. We told you everything. The Russians know all this. And then I had James Bamford on in 98 and 2000, the former producer of Nightline, who got all the classified documents. And Wayne Madsen in the late 90s right through to now. I've been interviewing Madsen for 15, 16 years. And what I'm getting at here is I'm not bragging, saying, oh, we covered all this and nobody else did. That's not what I'm doing. I'm saying it's not a secret. It's not a secret. It's not a secret. It's not a secret that our military, since Vietnam at least, ships in the majority of the heroin, the majority of the cocaine. The Nazis took over the heroin trade when they were able to take over Italy and Greece at the time, and other areas there in the Mediterranean, Cyprus. And then when we invaded to take it back from the Nazis, they just took over the criminal networks and the criminal keys. And the argument was if they didn't work with the mafia, they would have sided with the Nazis. But from day one, that's why the CIA uses Italian hitmen so often, is because they're from overseas, they're in a code, they'll never talk, and they don't even know who hired them. They're ordered by their bosses to go kill people. It's the perfect go-between. And then the media uses the ignorance of the public and goes, well, was it Italian hitmen, or was it British hitmen, or was it CIA hitmen? I mean, they say it's the CIA, the Italian mafia, the British jackal. I mean, who was it? It's all the same group. It's organized crime, folks. Grow up. Stop being naive. I have had multiple members of my family who were in the U.S. Army and were officers that were involved in serious stuff. And they didn't even tell me much of it. Just, oh, yeah, you're on target and you're right. I have a great uncle who recently died, who was an Army officer and was brought into the CIA and got out of it, would not do the stuff they wanted him to do. He did a lot of stuff, but wouldn't do what they wanted him to do in Chicago. In Chicago. And by the way, this means my family's some special family. Folks, you talk about Texas, South Texas, West Texas, East Texas, Central Texas. It's like CIA recruiting area. Because they all know where to look at Audie Murphy, all the Texans. I mean, the government got it in its head that Texans will get the job done. Heavy recruiting out of Texas, the Midwest as well. And, I mean, let me tell you, it's a giant army of people, folks. Most Army officers that have been in combat and been in multiple decades are not really even Army officers, ladies and gentlemen. They're in the shadow government. And I am so sick of how mindlessly naive the general public is. You need to grow up and you need to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know how it really is? They make it funny and stylize it, so I didn't like the movie, but the information was actually very accurate, other than the fact that it made it very cartoonish. Two Guns. I saw that a few months ago. And you know who was in the audience when I watched Two Guns? Special Forces, police, and FBI agents. You could tell, that's FBI, that's a federal marshal, those guys are military. When the movie ended, I'd walk over and talk to them. They're like, yeah, how do you know that? Oh, give me a break. You all guys all look like what type you are. And they were all there laughing and smiling during it because it was like some revelation of the method to Mark Wahlberg, Denzel Washington movie. I'm not going to give the whole movie away, but it's just every element of the government is dealing drugs. Every element, the CIA, the DEA, the FBI, the Marines, the Navy. Because, folks, let me explain something to you. That's how it really works. And it is unbelievable. And guess who runs the whole thing? The State Department. State Department runs the whole show. The CIA, the NSA, the Pentagon, everything. Because State Department's been around the longest. It's got all the tentacles in, all the command points. And the reason I go off into that whole diatribe is this shadow government is now absorbing the economy. And it's put out directives to ban bake sales and kids selling lemonade and little girls baking cupcakes. And telling people that you can't have eight kids over for a birthday party in your own rural farmhouse. That was in the news Monday. You go, why is this happening? Forbes ask. The Week ask. All these publications go, why is there a war directed by the feds to the states? Because we're in a prison, folks. I don't want to live under a Pentagon and a CIA that wants to ban lemonade stands. I mean, you people are scum, and you know it. And it's not cute like Two Guns where everybody's out killing each other and everybody's a gangster and has all this money. You are wrecking the country. And I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of the naivete of the police out there to the arrogant level of arresting and beating up and choking paramedics because after 15 minutes on the side of the road, they go, that's it. You pulled us over because we didn't get out of your way when we can't. And then they start choking them. And then they go, well, he assaulted us. We're going to charge him. And the public saw the video and there was such outrage, they backed off. They were going to put the paramedic in jail and charge them. They were going to charge until there was backlash and a camera, the firefighter. They're going to, I mean, this is crazy land. Crazy land. And the cop says, I got to go around you in Oklahoma, and then pulls them over for 15 minutes. If he had to get somewhere so bad. This is all about, I'm a gangster, do what I say. And you've been given this illegitimate power because the country has been taken over, period. You need to wake up to that. You need to understand that, ladies and gentlemen. And stop being so naive. Now, let's go ahead and go back to that CBS News report out of California where the highway patrol officer, public servant, arrest the other public servant, firefighter, for parking on the shoulder out into one lane of a three-lane highway. You can see the traffic flying by. It's not stopping traffic. Plus, they're going to stop anyways if you park on the shoulder because everybody wants to rubberneck and look. But plus, you couldn't park the fire truck on the little shoulder. The cops obsess over safety all day, and then they just tell the fire truck, move. It's crazy. Let's go ahead and go to this video.
Firefighters say they park at an angle to protect emergency crews, patients, and drivers.
We're in the middle of patient care with patients on the freeway. They're putting them in handcuffs at this time and walking them away.
We spoke to the union president for Chula Vista Fire who says Gregoire did the right thing to protect the public.
I'm very proud of Jake. he made all firefighters look good in that situation because he was there to protect the citizens, and he was willing to take a stand to do that.
This isn't the first time a firefighter's been detained. We found it happened in Santa Barbara involving a CHP and a firefighter. In Missouri, a firefighter was arrested by police, and he was awarded $17,000 in a civil suit. Back here in Chula Vista, we're told that this isn't the first time that this type of dispute has happened, just never handcuffed until this moment.
I truly believe in my heart that this is going to get solved.
Now, Gregoire was released about a half hour after being detained in the handcuffs. Brass from CHP and the fire department met this morning. They released this joint statement. In summary, it assures this is an isolated incident and both agencies strive for public safety, and this should not happen again. We have reached out to firefighter Gregoire, but he did not answer.
I mean, you've got a car flipped over in the road, and you got the fire truck could not park on the shoulder with the highway divider out in the road. And what is he supposed to do? This is crazy land. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. Now, let's go back. This has got a bunch of cussing. We're going to try to bleep it out. If not, we'll delay it out on the radio stations. But you listen to NPR, they play cussing when it's documentary, just like PBS, because we're not putting this out, you know, cussing out just so we can play cussing. We're documenting, like in a court, what's going on. But nevertheless, we're going to bleep it out. Video viewers, people watching our streams, audio and video, you'll actually see the unfiltered. But this is the police in Oklahoma pulling over the ambulance that has a woman in the back having a heart attack, and the family's following the ambulance. They get out and start videotaping. Here it is.
I'm talking to the driver.
No, I'm talking to you. I'm the
medic. You better get back in that ambulance. I'm talking to the driver.
I'm in charge of this unit, sir.
Okay.
My name is Maurice White. I'm a critical care paramedic.
I'm going to get you a ticket for failure to yield. And when I go by you,
now, I won't put up with you talking to my driver like that.
I ain't listening to you, buddy. You get your ass back in that ambulance or I'll take you in. I'm talking to the driver.
And if you would.
Come over here, Paul.
We got a patient. No, we got a patient in this unit right now.
Okay. You want to go ahead and pull over to the side of the road when there's an emergency vehicle behind you?
You ran up on me quickly. Yes, you did.
You better get back in that ambulance before you get your butt to jail now. You understand me?
We're going to get my face to the hospital. You can take me to jail. We'll discuss this, okay?
It goes on for 15 minutes, and by the way, they got into town by the time that he pulled him over, because the cop couldn't pull him over. It's a country road, two-lane. And they're getting into town, and then he pulls them over there. And so that's why there's now a shoulder there. And then it goes on and on. More show up. And he's like, this is crazy. We got to get this woman to the hospital. And they're like, no, we're going to make a big scene out of this. Failure to yield to an emergency vehicle. You're pulling over an emergency vehicle. See, it's a government agency out of control, trying to tell other groups, trying to save people's lives, firefighters and paramedics, what to do. It's out of control. There's not even professional courtesy going on here. And by the way, he's mad at them about, quote, hand gestures. You can see it on the full squad car video that's 20-something minutes long, where you see the arm out the window going, come on around us, man. Then the ambulance tries to get over, starts running into the grass to let him by. He doesn't go by. It's all about he's got a point to prove. And he's going to show them. And then more show up. Can you fast forward when they start choking him? I mean, it is just simply amazing. And I'm only bringing this up to just talk about government mentality. Here it is. Yeah, let's go back to
you. I've been saying, just take my wife to the hospital. Let's get her. Just take my wife to the hospital. Take my wife to the
hospital.
I went to the hospital before.
Now they're
trying to put the woman in a car and get to the hospital, but that's not good.
You're not running code.
There's a family shot video where the choking starts.
Sir, I'm going to ask you to step back, okay?
Hey,
thank you.
My wife, she needs to be at the hospital. She wouldn't be in this.
If he wouldn't have come out here started, we could have been on the road about 5 minutes ago, partner. Now step back.
I'm sorry to keep coming to the vehicle.
That's all I'm trying to do.
over here and talk to you about it.
Mother,
all right? I didn't need your manager or whoever it is in the back and the paramedic, whoever happens to be in charge, to get out and start obstructing, okay? You understand?
Yes, sir, I do.
He's going to jail. Yes! You don't jump out and talk to a state trooper like that. You understand me?
Yes, I
don't care who you are. You're not running code. You're not running emergency, okay?
Right.
All right, I didn't just get up behind you and tailgate you and turn on my red lights and siren. I've been going hot over here to help the county out. You understand?
Yes, sir, I do.
She's saying, yes, sir, all of it means nothing. And then more come and they start choking you. And literally, it's like you've joined the Marine Corps. They're wearing Marine Corps drill sergeant hats. It just goes on and on. And then they're going to scream at you like you signed up for boot camp. I mean, it is so ridiculous. Now they're like looking for something in the ambulance to go after people for. Now, here's where the choking starts. Go ahead. Yeah, here's the police jumping on the paramedic now and choking. We've got the cell phone footage up on Infowars.com in the article where you can see it where the family shot it from 10 feet back where they're choking him and saying, don't resist. I mean, it's just a complete joke. It's a bunch of... Because, by the way, the trooper was scared of the big guy that was bigger than him when he was by himself. So when four more troopers show up, then they start choking him. I mean, it is just the height of cowardice, the height of weakness. And, I just thank God this stuff has never happened to me because I literally flip out when a bunch of bullies are there starting a fight with you and saying that you're the one causing the problem. Look at him choking this guy. And the guy's being totally calm. The state police just wish that he would fight back so they could kill him. But you know what? The public all saw this. Look at this. I mean, talk about cowardice right there. This guy really wants to dominate the paramedic who wants to take the woman having a heart attack to the hospital. I mean, what a punk. What a disgrace. What a piece of crap. What a coward. What a coward. I bet he wouldn't get in the boxing ring with that guy.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Are out there battling paramedics, firefighters, and riding old ladies' tickets. Now they're becoming federalized under Obama and trying to take on the Tea Party. Stand behind them. Stand against George Washington. Stand against the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Stand with the New World Order. We're here to help. Being a little bit sarcastic. Again, I want to be statistically accurate here for everybody. The most awake group is the military. That's because they are in the real world. They know what's really going on. They're not stupid. The next most awake group is police officers. On average, police officers are some of the best people I run into, some of the best people I know. It's a really hard job. But they are trying to warp them and turn them into mindless enforcers so that they will follow any order. It's like zero tolerance where a kid has a cupcake that looks like a gun. The icing looks like a gun, so you're kicked out of school. Or you bring a Lego gun that's a half inch long, you know, for your Lego toy, where it's in your lunchbox and the police come. It's all about just mindlessness. Or the neighbor, you know, you're shooting a gun on your 200-acre ranchette, and the neighbor doesn't like it and calls the police, and they still come out and still arrest you. That happens in Texas all the time. Well, they felt threatened, hearing the gunshots. Sorry, you're going to jail. That is happening all the time. And that's why they have, quote, zero tolerance, is so that the police have no discretion. And then they can have whatever federal edict they want roll down to the local department with federal grants, and now the police are robots. There's a war on the press everywhere. There's a war on people filming in public, and we're sick of it. It's like the NSA in San Antonio or in Salt Lake City with my reporters going, what are you doing filming the facility? Well, we're here to draw attention to it and cover it. We're with InfoWars.com. Yeah, we know who you are. What are you? Can't film us. Oh, really? You can steal all my data publicly and get caught and not get in trouble? But we're not supposed to aim a camera at your front gate? Well, you could be a terrorist. Oh, you mean like the terrorists the government publicly runs? It's all a hoax. It's all a power grab. It's all a Rand Corporation plan. Go read the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Go read the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. Go read the National Police Stabilization Force. Go read it. Go read it. Go read it. Go read it. Go read how they put the poison in the water to brain damage you by the White House Science Czar, Cass Sunstein. Just type in White House Science Czar, poison in the water. It'll be his book. He's proud of it. He told you what he's doing. That's why I get so angry and frustrated. I know the plan. I know I'm right. I know where we're going. And they're using the American people's goodwill to sell this evil. By the way, I'm going to start the next hour, cover a bunch of news, economic news, world news, the good news, the bad news, the ugly news. I didn't mean to go off on a jag about arresting firefighters. It's just total insanity. And then choking that paramedic and then telling him not to resist as he's just going, come on, man. All because he dared to go, come on, let us get on down the road. Woman's having a heart attack. You respect my authority, boy. That's crazy land. Now, I'm going to stop right there and just remind you that we're listener supported, and your support is so needed. And we plus sell the best products. The Pro One Pro Pure has a 2.0 out, cuts out the glyphosate, the fluoride, annihilates the competition. It's the best you can get, period. Not best you can get for the price, best you can get, period, at a very affordable price. It also beats leading competitors. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsLife.com for the Pro One systems. InfoWarsLife.com for our proprietary supplements. The incredible Nation Iodine that's done so much for myself and my family, and just so it's invigorating. I can work twice as hard on this stuff. It's amazing. And we've got the Super Male Vitality, the Fluoride Shield, all available at InfoWarsLife.com. There's videos that break it down there as well. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, Nascent Iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.